The Royal Institute of Architects of Ireland Awards showcase the very best of our architectural talent from all corners of the country. And this year, the RIAI received 180 entries for the awards. And from those, 42 have been shortlisted for the highly coveted Public Choice Award, which is being launched today. Now, the public will get the chance to choose their favourite from the shortlist, which includes projects as diverse as an old grain mill reborn as a whiskey distillery and the regeneration of an annex dwelling while retaining the original 200-year-old stone rubble ruins. It's the 35th year of the awards. The RIAI president is Sean Mahan, and he's here in studio. And Sean, you're very welcome. Now, we can't go through all 42 of the shortlist, but give us something more of a flavour of the scale and the diverse range of projects that are nominated here, both the public ones and the private ones.
Yeah, thank you, Mary, and we're delighted to have the opportunity to talk about these awards and have the public have a great opportunity to vote for what their favourite building is in 2024. The range of projects this year, as you might expect, cover I suppose a lot of areas that architects are looking at where we have great challenges in society, such as in housing, climate challenge, and particularly areas around adaptation and reuse of existing buildings in towns and neighbourhoods across the country. And there's some really good examples of those within the 42 projects that are shortlisted today.
You may not want to go into specifics because I suppose you might be seen as favouring one over another. But are they right through the country, urban and rural?
They are right through the country, and in fact, they can be found in every setting, in every corner of Ireland, from towns and villages to rural areas and to our cities. And they do encompass a wide range of project types, large-scale projects and smaller-scale projects. And while, they without talking about the individual projects, when it comes to things like housing, they cover a range of housing types, particularly along the low-rise, medium-density housing model that the RIAI has been promoting over the past number of years to try and increase the density of housing, both public housing, affordable housing and private housing within our towns and cities, which we believe would be a much more sustainable and long-term, higher quality solution for our towns and cities.
Tell us a little bit more about the public choice. I know on this programme it is very popular every year and people really like to get involved. Just tell us a little bit more about it and how the public, in fact, can view the buildings and get involved.
Yeah, so the 42 shortlisted projects are available from this morning on the RIAI.ie website. And when the public click on RIAI.ie, they'll be taken immediately to that site and that they will be able to view all 42 projects, and they will have examples of the photographs of the buildings and some text that will describe each of the projects. And from there, you will be able to click on which project you are voting for as your favourite building for 2024. It's a very simple process.
And what's the window available to people to view and vote?
So it's open this morning, literally as Morning Ireland came on air, and will be open for 2 weeks, closing on the 19th of June at midnight. And the results will be announced then on Friday, the 21st of June, and presented that evening.
And we'd be delighted to showcase them here on the programme as well.
You
talked about the range and sort of the challenges that are being faced at the moment in the country around buildings and the development of housing, the building of more homes. But what's the impact of awards like these on architects?
Well, I think first and foremost, it encourages a showcasing of higher quality solutions. You talk about housing, and really the challenge is not only the delivery of more housing, but of higher quality housing, housing that will lead to, better sustainable solutions for the long-term viability of houses and neighbourhoods and communities within our towns and cities. And I suppose the showcasing of the awards here helps promote these models for higher quality solutions across the country.
And as I say about the architectural profession, does it play a part in encouraging more entrance into the architectural profession? Does it play a part in that thing of upping the skill set or upping the focus of architects to be right in there with what is needed?
I think that's very much part of our agenda and very much part of our policy that we do see architects as needing to play a key role in the challenges that we as a public and a society face in finding the right building and environmental solutions for our people and for our citizens, so that we can describe and deliver, you know, the best buildings and best places across our entire towns and cities in Ireland.
So people can view the nominees, as you say, Sean, on riai.ie. They have until what date did you say?
Wednesday the 19th of June.
Wednesday the 19th of June to vote for their favourite building in the Public Choice Awards. And thank you very much indeed for coming into us this morning. That's the president of the RIAI, Sean Mahan. It's 10 minutes to 8.